Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Situations in life, their own mistakes, whatever, has torn them down. Has torn them down, has weakened them, has confused them, has made them distraught. What do they need? What do they need? They need to be built up, don't they? They need to be built up. They need to be encouraged. They need to be strengthened. And you quoting what you heard on the news is not going to do it. What somebody thought about something one time. You got to have something solid. You got to have it is written. And you got to be convinced of it yourself. You got to say it with so much faith and conviction, it convinces them.
Yes. Amen.
I'll never forget. When first started laying hands on people, I'd heard people say, well, you know, if you don't have faith, then just don't even come down here because you're not going to get anything anyway. And I was kind of thinking, well, it's up to you. It's up to you. And then I realized the Lord got to speaking to me. He said, well, it's up to you to help them get there.
Amen.
If they're not there. I said, that's what I got you there for. I said, yes, sir. So I came to a lady one time. She was older. She was kind of, you could tell, uncomfortable being in the healing. I got ready to pray for her. And I just stopped and I said, sister, do you believe when I lay hands on you that you'll be healed? She says, well, I don't know. I mean, if it be his will. And, you know, I'd heard other folks say, well, you know, you're not going to get anything. You don't believe, you just go sit down. And I thought, that's wrong. I looked at her. I said, sister, I'm convinced that the anointing is on me right now to pray for you. Now, if you really believe it, people can see it in your eyes. If you really believe it, they can hear it in the tone of your voice. I said, I just prayed for them, and man, I sensed the anointing. Yeah, and I told her about some people that just got healed the day before. I said, God's healing. Boy, she's eating up every word of it. She's looking at me. I said, I'm convinced. Would you let me pray for you? I just know when I lay hands on you, anointing's going to come on you. I looked her in the eye. She said, you think so? I said, no, I know so.
Yes.
She said, really? I said, and I could tell what's happening in her. She's going, you think so? I said, no, I'm convinced. She said, well, pray for me then. That's it. How many got a desire you want to be good at this? Excel at it. People can come in a fog of depression. They can come in full of doubt, fear, and unbelief, but just give you a half hour with them.
Yes.
Just give me 30 minutes. Just sit there and be quiet and listen now and give me a few minutes.
Yes.
Let me tell you what God's done for me. Amen. Let me tell you what he did in the Bible. Let me tell you what he can do and is ready to do right now for you. All we got to do is, how many understand this enthusiasm?
Yes.
It's contagious.
Yes.
It's faith.
Yes.
This confidence.
Yes.
It'll just jump off of you.
Yes.
And get on there. Maybe they start out going, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I had some guys in a class one time I was teaching, and some of them didn't believe it was God's will for them to be healed. And I gave them 30 reasons why it was God's will for them to be healed.
Thank you, God.
I said, well, I'm convinced it's God's will. And I'm talking about preaching an hour or so at a time on each one of them. This happened over a period of time, you understand? Weeks and weeks. But it just has a pounding effect. A pounding effect. A pounding effect. Well, this reason, and this reason, and this reason. And after about reason 10 and 15, you got the people that was even hard-hearted going, well, could be something to that. You know? And after about reason 20, they're going, I see that. Yeah. By reason 29, they're going, pray for me already. Pray for me. Pray for me. I'll be healed. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to stand behind a pulpit to be an excellent encourager of the brethren, an edifier, a builder-upper. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Let all things be done unto edifying. I got one more verse for you. You got time for it?
Yes.
One more verse. Unless the Lord says different. Well, I don't want to short you. You don't want me to short you, do you? 1 Corinthians 10. What does it say? Verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things what? Edify not. Listen to the Amplified. All things are legitimate, permissible, but not all things are helpful, expedient, profitable, and wholesome. All things are legitimate, but not all things are constructive and edifying. When we go through our day, we can say whatever we want to say. We can do whatever we want to do. But should we? We can tell people anything we want to tell them about our problems or somebody else's. We can come and rain on their parade like that woman that was happy first day of spring and she met that preacher and ruined her day. We can rain on somebody's parade. We can make them feel bad when they were feeling good.
That's right.
But should you?
No.
And why should you? And what purpose does it serve? There's all kind of things you can do, but should you? All kind of things you could talk about, but should you? How many remember Ephesians, what was it, about 4:29 or so? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Is it true that nothing is to come out of your mouth that doesn't edify? Now don't you misunderstand me. God will correct you. Oh, he'll jack you up. Are you kidding? Whew, I mean, he will tell you in no uncertain terms, and you'll know you are wrong, and you'll know you need to repent. But by the time he gets through with you, you're encouraged that now you got the answer. You can go on past this thing. So no, that doesn't mean because you're edifying somebody that you can't correct them. You can't, you know, jerk the slack out of them and go, hey, boy, look at here. What are you thinking? That doesn't edify me. Well, just stand still and wait. We're not through. We've got to get this corrected first, fixed first. Then we know what to do and do it. Then we'll all be edified. It's too quick to go, that doesn't edify me. It's easy to say that about anything that corrects you. That's very convenient now, isn't it? No, I'm not receiving that. That's none of the Spirit of God because it didn't edify me. It didn't bless me. That's not edifying me. Shh, shh, shh. Because you don't want to hear it because you need to be corrected. Well, forget that. That's not going to work. Stay with it. Get to the end. Whom God loves, he chastens, he corrects. But when it's all over with, you'll be glad he did. Amen. It will encourage you. It'll build you up. He said, all things are legitimate, but not all things are constructive. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. There's all kind of things we can do every day. Now, you're going to have to take this seriously to make a difference because people are used to just running their mouth. They are used to just something coming across their mind, and then they go tell everybody what they're thinking about. They see something on the TV or the news, and they just go call everybody and tell. They're used to just running their mouth. And the Bible says in the multitude of words, there lacks not, wanteth not sin. Ask yourself the question. What's the question? Before you tell them, is this going to help them? Well, it's true. I don't care if it's true. Not just true things, whatever things are true. Pure, lovely, need to be a good report, right? The list goes on. Just because it's true is not enough. Check yourself. Is this going to help them in their situation? Some people think, well, you know, I'm not a fake and phony. I just say what's on my mind. I'm sorry, I'm blunt. That's just the way I am. That's inexcusable.
Yes, it is.
If your bluntness causes somebody to be weaker than before they talk to you, I just call it like I see it. Did it help them? Well, they need to see it. Did they? No. Well, then you missed God.
Amen.
Somebody needs to tell them. How'd you know it was you? And if they leave more depressed than before they talk to you, it wasn't you. People make excuses and they ought to be repenting. I just call it like I see it. I just, you know, just blurt it out. You just, no. Before you start talking, is it going to help them? Is it going to encourage them? Is it going to build them up? If not, be quiet till you see what will. And in order to grow and develop yourself, as you walk away or as you hang up the phone, you need to be honest with yourself and ask yourself, okay, how did it go?
Yes.
Were they encouraged or not? Were they more upset after I talked to them than before? Are you with me?
Yes.
What is the Lord Jesus doing in the earth today? He is building His church. What are we doing? We are working together with Him to build His church. How do you build the church? The believers are edified and then multiplied. Is this the New Testament? Is this the plan of God and the will of God? How many edifiers of the brethren do I have in here? Stand on your feet. Be counted by standing and say, I am an edifier of the brethren. I excel at building up my brothers and sisters. Pray over it for a moment here. Say it out loud. Father God, forgive me for any words or actions that discouraged another. Anything I've ever done that actually hurt somebody's faith or discouraged them or made them weaker or more confused or more fearful, I repent. I ask you to forgive me. I sincerely repent. And I ask you to help me. Make me aware. Set a watch at the door of my lips and alert me before I say and do anything that would not be edifying. And I'm asking you. I'm willing to do it. I desire to do it. Teach me and mold me and help me to be an excellent edifier of my brothers. Make me a skillful builder of the church. In Jesus' name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.